Over the past 4 months, the park has spent about $90,000 on operations, but only taken in $40,000 in rents and other revenues. That's an average monthly deficit of $12,500 that Sweeney says the park can't sustain much beyond a year or 18 months when its cash reserves run dry. Sawmill Cove Director Gary White says the board is concerned about the negative cash flow. Nevertheless, its mission is economic development and job growth. White says that if these things were factored into the balance sheet, it would tell a different story.
If you look at the enterprise fund by itself, it's not in good shape. But if you look at the overall benefits that that park brings to the community and other enterprise funds, it's a winning situation. We're bringing in a bunch of property taxes and raw fish tax and sales tax and all those other things that benefit other enterprise funds.
Since the creation of the park following the closure of the APC mill, the Sawmill Cove Board has taken several steps that it believes benefit the community at the expense of its own bottom line. Some of the most potentially lucrative lease properties have been sold off to Silver Bay Seafoods, True Alaska Bottling, and the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. Longtime board member Charles Horan observed, "We're in the business of putting ourselves out of business." The main culprit in the park's cash flow problem is one of its largest remaining assets, the former Alaska Pulp Corporation administration building. White says it costs $150,000 a year to maintain.
That's something that we're looking at in the future of how we minimize that cash flow drag. Do we mothball the building? Do we enter into a long-term lease with someone to take over that building? And that's what kind of the stuff we're looking at or hopefully trying to do to minimize that cash flow.
The city has spent over $3 million to put new siding and a roof on the building. The money came from federal grants, which prohibit the sale of the structure for 20 years. Except for a recording studio, bike and hike, and municipal record storage, the admin building is vacant. White suggests that there's no magic bullet.
Has to ensure the park, the city still has to heat those buildings to protect those assets. It's a real cost that's out there that we're kind of stuck with, and our goal is to maximize the revenues to offset those costs, and so that's what we're kind of trying to do.
In the near term, the Blue Lake Hydro Project may put the park on more solid footing before its reserves run out. White says the contractor will likely lease much of the remaining vacant land and possibly office space in the admin building during expansion of the dam and the construction of a new turbine, but that will mean only 2 years of relief. Neither is bulk water expected to provide much help. True Alaska Bottling paid $75,000 last February to preserve its option to sell bulk water from Blue Lake. It is expected to pay the same amount this coming February. While that is a nice shot in the arm, Finance Director Sweeney observed that spread out over 12 months, it only covers about half the monthly deficit. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.